From Quality Radio Productions, it's another edition of Jazz Progressions, an exploration of the wide and varied world of modern jazz. I'm Jake Longwell. We'll open today's program with guitarist Daryl Sturmer. Daryl is probably best known for his long association with Genesis. He's worked with various Genesis band members on their solo projects, including those of Mike Rutherford, Tony Banks, and Phil Collins, in addition to releasing albums under his own name. We'll turn to his 2001 release, Waiting in the Wings. Daryl Sturmer on guitars and keyboards, also Kostya on piano, Eric Harvey on bass, and John Calarco on drums. This is Pyramid.
Thank you.
That's guitarist Mike Stern from his 1992 Atlantic release, Standards and Other Songs. The album is exactly that, a combination of jazz standards and some original pieces from Mike. On that track, he was in a trio with Larry Grenadier on bass and Ben Porowski on drums. Other tracks feature Bob Berg on sax, Randy Brecker on trumpet, Jay Anderson on bass, and Al Foster on drums. We heard the Miles Davis tune, Nardis, given an electric jazz treatment from Mike Stern. Before that, Alan Holdsworth on guitar, the title track from his 1985 release, Metal Fatigue, with Paul Williams on vocals. Alan and Paul were in the band Tempest back in the mid-70s, an interesting prog rock band out of the UK with some fusion leanings. Also, some longtime Alan Holdsworth collaborators on that track, Jimmy Johnson on bass and Chad Wackerman on drums. Other tracks feature Gary Willis on bass and Gary Husband on drums. The album Metal Fatigue from Alan Holdsworth. And we began the set with Daryl Sturmer on guitar, Pyramid from Waiting in the Wings. We'll continue on with electric jazz rock, and in this set we'll listen to another track featuring the guitar of Alan Holdsworth. In the mid-70s, Alan was involved with various prog rock and fusion bands, including the Soft Machine. By this point, Soft had evolved into more of a straight-ahead fusion band, leaving behind much of their Canterbury scene sound. We'll turn to their second-to-last release before disbanding, their 1975 album, Bundles. By this point, the band was Carl Jenkins on acoustic and electric piano and organ, also soprano sax and oboe, Mike Ratledge, the only original Soft Machine band member still around, on electric piano and synthesizer, Alan Holdsworth, as I said, on guitar, Roy Babington on bass, and John Marshall on drums and percussion. We'll hear all of side one of the original LP, but we'll be listening to it on CD here, Hazard Profile, parts 1 through 5.
Thank you.
Classic mid-70s UK fusion there from The Soft Machine. Hazard Profile, parts 1 through 5, all of side 1 of the album Bundles from 1975. You are listening to Jazz Progressions. I'm Jake Longwell. If you want to get in touch with the program, you can do so by email. The address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. And our blog and website, where you'll find much more info about the show, including detailed playlists and streaming audio, qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. This is Jazz Progressions, program number 1539. We'll continue on in an English jazz vein to open our final set of the hour, but moving from fusion to free improvised music. And we'll listen to pianist Michael Garrick from 1973, the album Tropo. And on this track, he'll be joined by Art Temin on flute, Don Rendell on tenor sax, Dave Green on bass, Trevor Tompkins on drums, and Norma Winston on vocals. It's the title track, Tropo. Thank you. That's music from a pianist who, in the 70s and 80s, pioneered what would come to be known as smooth jazz, Bob James. In the 60s, Bob released two trio sessions, which did not hint at the sound he would be taking on in the following decade. First, in 1962, a more straight-ahead-oriented album called Bold Conceptions, and in 1965, the album Explosions, his one and only album on the ESP disc label. Bob James on piano and tape, Barry Phillips, the longtime English free jazz bassist, and Robert Poser on drums and percussion. Now, Bob has since released other straight-ahead jazz albums, but to my knowledge, this has been so far his one and only foray into free jazz and the avant-garde. As I said, the album Explosions, we heard Untitled Mixes. Before that, from 1973, a group led by pianist Michael Garrick, and the album Tropo, featuring, among others, Don Rendell and Norma Winston. We heard the title track, Tropo. And that just about does it for this hour of the program. I'm Jake Longwell. Again, if you want to get in touch with the show, it's qualityradioproductions@gmail.com, and our blog and website, qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. Join me again when you can for another exploration of the wide and varied world of modern jazz. Jazz Progressions is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.